Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah. In the Perek, covering the last four Averot we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, where we said the punishment is Henek, which is strangulation by the Bet Din. Mishnah says, Hamitnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. If somebody gives a prophecy in the name of an Avodah Zarah, an idol, ve'omer, kach amira Avodah Zarah, they say, the idol told me the following, Afilu kiver da halacha, even if the claim is that the idol told him the correct halacha in line with the Torah. For example, letameh tatameh ultaher tatahor. He said, the idol told me this pure thing is pure, or this impure thing is impure. This person is still guilty. He's giving a prophecy in the name of Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's executed by strangulation. We mentioned earlier on that if you have a na'ara hame'orasa, a na'ara who's a 12-year-old girl, and she commits adultery while she's halachically engaged, which is erusin, but before she had nisu'in, which is halachic marriage, then she is punished by stoning, not by strangulation. A case of a na'ara, though, who did have nisu'in, who was fully married, and she committed adultery, in that case, she would be executed by strangulation. We'll list one exception to the rule, where even if nisu'in did not fully happen, she still gets strangulation as opposed to stoning. Mishnah says, Habal eshet ish, if a man has relations with another man's wife, kevan shenichnesa lirshut habal nisu'in, once she enters the husband's home for the purpose of doing nisu'in, afal pi shelo nivala, even if she never had relations with her husband, haba aleha hareze behenek, and then another man had relations with her before she had relations with her own husband, the adulterer, the person who had relations with her, is eventually punished with strangulation, not by stoning. Nisu'in never happened yet. So technically, she's still a na'araha me'orasa. She's still technically a 12-year-old girl who only is halachically engaged. But we say the exception to the rule, once she enters reshut ha-ba'al, once she enters her husband's domain, she is punished with henek, strangulation, as opposed to stoning, and she's not a na'ara, not the same law as a regular na'ara ha-me'orasa. Ve'zomemeh bat kohen, if you have zomemim, witnesses who give false testimony about the married daughter of a kohen, and they claim that she committed adultery, we punish those false witnesses with strangulation. Ubo'ala, and a man also who had relations with the daughter of a kohen is also punished with strangulation. Shekol ha-zomemin makdimin le'ota mita. In all other cases of zomemim, witnesses, people who were plotting witnesses who gave false testimony and they tried to get somebody else punished in the Bet Din, we go ahead and we give them the same type of execution that they accused somebody else of a sin that other person would have received. That's what the halakha is with Edim Zomemim, which we'll elaborate more on in Masechet Makot. The witnesses who gave false testimony about somebody to try and get them a certain punishment, they then in turn receive that same punishment. For example, let's say somebody falsely accused an individual of stealing 100 zoos, and then they find out that he was a liar. The false accusation, the person who made that accusation, then has to pay, or gave a false testimony, has to pay 100 zoos instead. Same thing with execution. If he was trying to get somebody killed through execution of henek, of strangulation, they also would have to get henek as well. Putting them to death in any other way would not be allowed. But there's an exception. Hutz mizomemeh bat kohen. A zomem witness who testified that the daughter of a kohen committed adultery. If the woman was technically guilty, the execution would be serefa, would be burning. But when it comes to zomem witness who testified falsely about her, they're still put to death with strangulation. And the reason for that being is ubu'ala, the man who had relations with a bat kohen, the daughter of a kohen, is also somebody who eventually is put to death through strangulation as opposed to serefa, through burning. Usually when a man and woman have adultery, they would receive the same punishment. But in this unique scenario, the man is killed with strangulation and the woman is killed with burning. What we say here is that the Zomem witnesses were trying to plot and have this couple, this man and this woman, falsely lied and accused them of having adultery. The Zomem witnesses received the same punishment as the man, not as the woman, and therefore they would receive henek, strangulation, these witnesses, like the man would have received if he was actually guilty, as opposed to serefa, which is the punishment the bat kohen, the daughter of the kohen, would have received if she was guilty.
Hadran alach masechet Sanhedrin.